Special Climate Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Avinash Prasad, is elated this morning. From Egypt, he says there's been a historic decision to establish a loss and damage fund for countries that have been acutely impacted by the warming climate. He tells Sagicor's Early Business that it was a result of the strong leadership by an alliance of small island states and what he calls an amazing degree of solidarity shown by the rest of the world. According to Professor Prasad, we now need to redouble efforts behind an energy, transport, and agriculture transition that will limit these climate losses and damages in the future. He's also been telling the BBC more about the progress made.
Finance is the missing ingredient in all of this. People are very earnest, they want to make a difference, but it costs money. And costs a large amount of money, and it's very expensive for developing countries. So the lack of finance is one of the main reasons why we're going slow on tackling the climate crisis. And dangerously slow. We are hurtling towards 1.5 degrees, at which point there'll be various triggers, which will lead to cascading problems with our climate. What we saw in Pakistan might just be something we see much more regularly.
When you talk about it needs a lot of money, can you put a figure on that?
Of course. although the numbers are so big that people are going to find it hard to get their head around it. But we need about $4 trillion every year to three different things, the three different words people use. Mitigate, which means investing in things like solar farms and getting out of coal-fired power stations. Then there is a big chunk of that $4 trillion needed for adaptation. So that is, okay, we've not mitigated enough. The sea levels are rising. We need to invest heavily in seawalls and flood defenses. That's called adaptation or resilience. And then there's a third piece, that's a big piece here at COP, at Sharm el-Sheikh, is loss and damage. So, okay, we've not mitigated enough. We've not adapted enough. And countries are suffering major losses. And so we need money for immediate relief. Like in the case of Pakistan, the most horrendous floods, a third of people homeless.
We have the figure. The problem is that emerging economies don't have that money. Developed economies do, but they don't seem to want to give it to those emerging economies. How does your plan tackle that problem?
So nobody in the world is writing big checks to anybody else. They're hardly writing big checks to their own people, far less foreigners. The big thing that we're on the verge of a historic success here is on the loss and damage piece. And we have been focusing on the loss and damage piece at this conference because this conference is the ideal place to deal with loss and damage. You have 192 countries gathered together, focused on climate, focused on the climate disaster and the urgency of the climate crisis. So that's why we brought loss and damage and a loss and damage fund. So there's an agreement. It's hanging on a thread at the moment, but I think there's a good chance it happens where all the countries agree to establishing for the first time ever a loss and damage fund. The fund will be established in about 12 months' time, and they're agreeing to identifying the revenue streams that will go into the fund. They haven't settled that yet, but they're looking at a wide variety of revenue streams. It could include, the airlines paying for some of the pollution they create, the fossil fuel companies, some of their profits and revenues, looking for them to make a bigger contribution as well as countries.
Special Climate Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.